Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. This podcast has been a help to you. Please let me know by leaving us a review on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you listen to this podcast. Thank you. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Concentration, The Road to Success by Henry Harrison Brown, published in 1907. Many of you have probably asked yourself, how can I be a success in life? The answer is that we must win by that method by which humankind has ever won. And there is but one method. Study the life of any successful person in any age and along any chosen line of work. Seek one among your friends or acquaintances. What is the dominant mental quality that gave them success? Be they a gambler or a poet, stock trader or entrepreneur. Find the trait which gave them power. Find also among your friends those who have failed, and see what thoughts caused their failure. Lady Macbeth said to her husband, "Screw your courage to the sticking place, and we shall not fail." Meanwhile, a famous proverb warns, "Too many irons in the fire." And there you have your answer. Success is the one who concentrates, while failure lies in diffusion. Or as Ralph Waldo Emerson says, "Concentration is power, diffusion is weakness." Study people of strong character among your friends. They are not the fickle ones. Not those who jump from topic to topic in conversation. They are the ones who can tell a coherent story and who do not easily lose their poise. The people who succeed are those who attend to their business, that is, pay attention to business. The rule for success in every department of life, be it a desire for health or happiness, success or prosperity, is the same. Mind your own business. So, first of all, have a business, then mind it. That is, put your mind into your business. Think of your business. Keep your thoughts upon your business. Pay attention, which is to say, concentrate upon what you are doing. People whose minds are off daydreaming somewhere, when they should be attending to business, are the ones who fail. Women and men whose minds are full of fears, anxieties, and doubts, fail. Minds uncontrolled are like horses uncontrolled. neither arrive at any desired end. They fly off the track. They put no eye on the goal. Winners, however, see the goal. They keep the end in view all the time. Concentration is an ever-present element in all human success. And if you wish to succeed in life, you must do as all successful persons have done. Concentrate upon them. In the simplest and strongest terms, mind your business. The acronym MYOB, mind your own business, must be your watchword for success. Following the name of every successful person, I see the invisible MYOB, which is God's insignia of nobility, a successful woman and man. It's all a matter of bringing prominently and simply into view that good old admonition, have something to do and do it. There should be no doing without thought, and that thought is concentrated thought. Cannon powder flashed in a pan never sends the iron ball to any mark. Powder concentrated by the chamber of the cannon does the work, and tons of powder can only destroy recklessly without that chamber. All people are created equal. All have equal power in life. All have equal possibilities of spirit. Some concentrate and win. Others scatter and lose. Some make a lot of noise and go off with a whiz like a Chinese pinwheel, while others work silently like the fuse of a gold miner until the moment of action. Then you hear them. Are you taking all this in? You aren't if you hold any person, condition, or circumstance to blame for your success or failure. As long as you hold circumstances responsible, you will never cure your life's ills. You have just as much life, just as much power, and just as good conditions as any other person. Yes, we are all not all alike in desires, tendencies, or loves. But for us as we are, the whole universe is ours. We have only to use the power that we are, and circumstances are but opportunities through which we are to express that power which we are. Emerson says, "The great heart will no more complain of the obstructions that make success hard than of the iron walls of the gun, which hinder the shot from scattering." In other words, concentration should be thought of as a universal law, one that governs the manifestation of power along any line. In the field of physics, concentration is the secret of power. Mechanical power lies in the ability to concentrate the stream, the wind, the lightning, and thus make it possible to bring it under direction and control. Diffuse power cannot be directed or controlled, and is therefore subject only to the laws of nature, and the uses that it has in the universal mind. Winds that blow without any human direction, streams that flow without being controlled in some channel, have use in the economy of nature, but they are not directly of use to humankind. As soon as humanity begins to concentrate these invisible forces, their power is increased. Concentration is the secret of directed power, wherever it's been applied. Emerson tells us that Napoleon's success lay in concentration, which was his only rule. He says, "On any point of resistance, Napoleon concentrated squadron after squadron in overwhelming numbers until it was swept out of existence. It is concentrated power that's allowed us to master travel by rails, roads, and sky. and what has enabled indeed all of the marvels of the modern age. Therefore, when you are learning concentration, you are learning to use power, in the same manner as humanity has learned to use those powers harnessed in the world's machinery. Mental concentration is the application of the one method through which all nature applies her forces to any particular end. I want you always to remember this, that you are living in a universe where all force is one and subject to one law, that methods of the law's operation in the visible universe are parallel with the methods in the unseen universe. Or as Emerson says, the laws below are sisters of the laws above. Or in the words of Elizabeth Barrett Browning, there is not a flower on earth, but has its counterpart on the spiritual side. That is to say, they are but reflections in the slower vibrations of what is actual and permanent in the higher. Just as the picture in a mirror is a reflection of the object, so every so-called material circumstance is but the reflection of a mental reality, or if you prefer, a spiritual reality. All laws are spiritual laws, or it may please you better if I say, all laws are laws of mind. Mind is all, and all means all. It does not leave out human or rock, angel or energy. All means God, and God means all. You are thus, first of all, to concentrate the thoughts you have had of existence into the one substance that fills the universe. You are to affirm unity until it becomes a mental habit to think from unity. Think of God as not far away, but as being ever present and in you. Think of your life as God's life. Your thought is God's thought. Your strength is God's strength. Your action is God's action. You must create this habit of concentrating God, yourself and your friends, into the all. You are to accustom yourself never to think of anything or any manifestation as separate from the all. It is the all that manifests. It is the all that thinks and loves, acts and grows and blossoms, ripens and decays. By doing so, you will soon grow to feel God is present within yourself, and to think of yourself as present in God, and of your thoughts and deeds as being God's thoughts and deeds. In turn, you will soon realize that the idea of separateness between yourself and the all is the beginning of all your ills. This conception of unity was taught by Saint Paul, who said, "I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, shall be able to separate us from the love and power of God."
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.